It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of new COVID-19 outbreaks has risen in Colorado over the last several weeks. Cases of the disease and hospitalizations are up. Now the worsening situation is putting local reopening plans at risk. Lindsay Fent reports.
Right now, there are 42 counties in Colorado that have state approval for looser rules on businesses and gatherings than is permitted statewide. But if virus levels reach a certain point, those local allowances are automatically taken away. Over the last week, the state health department has sent warnings to 16 of those counties, asking them to create plans to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in their areas. The health department's warnings came as several new outbreaks emerge. There were 23 facilities, including restaurants, offices, nursing homes, and jails, that reported outbreaks this week. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Some Colorado businesses are struggling to hire workers during the pandemic. Here's CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
Monarch Resort and Casino in Blackhawk wants to hire 400 people for its new hotel. David Farahi is the chief operating officer at Monarch. He says hiring has been a challenge.
We were surprised that given the unemployment rate right now, we only had 60 people show up for the job fair that we had last Saturday.
A lot of factors could be behind the low turnout, such as fear of contracting COVID-19 and lack of child care options. Farahi worries federal unemployment benefits could also be keeping people home, although they are required to be seeking work to receive unemployment. Those benefits are set to expire this month. Lawmakers in Washington are debating extending them. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The U.S. House has passed the Great American Outdoors Act. It was sponsored in the Senate by Colorado's Cory Gardner and spends $3 billion on conservation projects, outdoor recreation, and maintenance at national parks. Colorado weather has the chance for thunderstorms around Denver and across much of the state this afternoon and through this evening. This is CPR News.